Elijah and the Ravens, 1 Kings chapter 17. Many years passed. Now the rulers of northern kingdom were wicked Ahab and his cruel wife Jezebel of Sidon. Ahab built a temple for Baal, the god worshipped by Jezebel, and the queen had many prophets killed. But there was one true prophet named Elijah. He warned the king, "For more than 2 years, there will be neither rain nor even dew in this land. You will learn that my God is the one true God." And it happened as he said. God sent Elijah east of the river Jordan to hide. There, ravens brought him bread and meat, and he drank from the brook. When the brook dried up, God told Elijah to go to Sidon, where a widow would help him. When Elijah reached the city gates, he met a woman gathering firewood and asked her for a drink of water. The kind widow went to fetch him a jar of water, even though water was scarce. As she was going, Elijah asked her for some bread. "I'm afraid I have no bread," she replied. "I only have a handful of flour in a jar and a little olive oil in a jug. I am gathering a few sticks to take home and make one last meal for myself and my son, that we may eat it and die." Elijah told her not to worry, but to go home and make a small loaf of bread for him first, then one for herself and her son. For God had promised that the flour and oil would not run out until the day that rain fell on the land. The kind widow did as Elijah had asked, and found that when she had made one loaf, she still had enough flour and oil to make another, and so it went on, day after day, and there was always enough food for Elijah and for the widow and her young son.